As we begin this shortened holiday Thanksgiving week, a variety of agricultural stories to send your way on today's Monday edition of Farm Time. First of all, USDA has unveiled two new programs aimed at helping specialty crop growers tackle market barriers and secure pre-market storage following severe weather. With $2 billion for specialty crops and $140 million for storage access, these initiatives, we're told, will help bolster domestic supply and expand market opportunities. I've received a news release of interest to some in our listing area. FS Green plans to upgrade and expand its existing grain elevator in St. Ann in Kankakee County by adding a new state-of-the-art shuttle loader with mainline Class 1 rail services provided by Union Pacific and CSX Railroads. Together with its existing footprint in St. Ann, the construction of the new shuttle loader will transform that market into a multimodal grain hub, giving area farmers, we're told, unprecedented access to new markets in the southern United States and Mexico. The facility, constructed by Gromark Construction, will take approximately 18 months to complete, with an estimated groundbreaking date in the near future. Now, some comments from Kevin Simlow, Illinois Farm Bureau's Executive Director of Governmental Affairs and Commodities, a review of the fall veto session just completed in Springfield.
These past 2 weeks of the General Assembly has been pretty slow. They dealt with just a handful of bills, not much. There weren't any veto messages. So they just started to tee things up for the lame duck session. They'll be back probably on January 2nd, and they will run until the inauguration, which is about a week later. And so they're going to probably pick up some pretty heavy things. We got to remember that in that session, it only takes a simple majority to pass a bill that takes effect immediately. And so it's a lot easier for the majority parties to pass those bills and get those things through. So we really anticipate it's going to be kind of a wild ride probably in January, as we see a lot of fears in the General Assembly that as the administrations and the majorities in Washington change, there'll be some pushes to get some things codified in state statute the way that the current majorities in Illinois, which are controlled by Democrats, the way they want them.
Mr. Simlow's comments, courtesy RFD Radio. I also wanted to let you know, on tomorrow's Farm Time, a summary of information from our recently completed Harvest Patrol. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.